You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Student Radio Association show on N Radio, where we love to play you the best bits of student radio. I'm Scott Hasty, the incoming music officer for the SRA, and I'm excited to say that today's show is all about the music. We're going to be chatting about Insanity Radio's venture onto Radio 1, where they hosted a one-hour show this week. But before that, we head to CSR in Canterbury to play you some interviews they recorded at a local festival. CSR were on site doing an outside broadcast at City Sound Project 2016, and as such managed to speak to some of the artists before and after they performed on stage. We join CSR team now as they speak to one of my favourite bands, the Mystery Jets.
How are you guys doing on this lovely Sunday morning?
Really well, thank you.
Really well.
Really well.
Is it true you just came back from Leeds?
Yeah,
we got back quite early in the morning. Played there yesterday, yeah.
Which was amazing. It's like such a cool, like, live at Leeds is such a cool thing. Like,
oh, is that what you're playing at?
Yeah, nice. People just running around the city and watching lots of live bands.
Similar sort of vibe to what this place is about, isn't it?
Yeah,
sort of
totally. Fringe Festival.
Yeah. Have you ever played in Canterbury before?
I used to live here.
Really?
You've played Canterbury, right?
We did it a couple of times, yeah. I can't remember exact details, but I think it's pretty fun.
It's a beautiful city, Canterbury. Yeah. Like, it's really, really, like, what's the word? Quaint.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Nice. You released your debut about 10 years ago.
Yeah,
it was all sort of in the boom of like indie rock bands. They were everywhere. And a lot of those bands sort of faded out after a couple of albums. And then obviously you guys just released your fifth.
Mm.
Like, how have you sort of kept it fresh, and was there a certain approach you go for? Do you deliberately try and mix it up from time to time, or?
Yeah, I mean, we really deliberately try and mix it up. I mean, that's exactly what we're always striving to do, keep it fresh and exciting. And that's not just from album to album, but that's from song to song. I mean, we don't ever want to repeat ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, so no two songs are the same, hopefully. I mean, that's what we strive for.
Yeah.
And we do it because we want to keep it exciting, and also we do it to keep it exciting. So it's a sort of, you know, a never ending cycle, really.
Yeah.
The pursuit of, you know, freshness or whatever.
It's more for ourselves, really. I don't think it's ever like a conscious decision to please. I think it's more like, I think the thing we try to do is make something as best as we can possibly make it until all of the camp is 100% ecstatic about it, and then just chuck it to the dogs.
No. Like your guys, your sounds, it's a nice mix of that sort of indie jangly guitar sound and then more synth influence. Like, to be cliche, what sort of influence did you draw that from?
Lots, really.
I mean, on the last record, Curve of the Earth, we felt that what would be important would be to not imitate our influences and our heroes as closely as we had done in the past, and really try to sort of follow what we loved about music and what our own kind of version of certain types of sound might be. And that was really the first time we did Curve of the Earth, and that for me is why I think that album in particular feels like the most Mystery Jets of all our albums. So there isn't really any one kind of divining influence on the record.
There's
a few, but also really the album's about our own personal experiences and what we've been through in the last decade of music making.
A lot of the influences were kind of drawn by, like, more because we produced this out the Curve of the Earth ourselves, and so more of the influences were drawn by production techniques, like us learning how to use a studio and stuff. So week by week, each one of us would bring in different songs where we'd be like, look at this drum sound, or look at this, like, look how they pan the guitars in this. And I think we were following our noses with the songwriting, or certainly William and Blaine were. And sonically, we all kind of, it was like a soundboard of what was, it was kind of current, really. It was what was flowing, like, in the stream of what we were listening to at that point.
Yeah.
So the whole thing ended up being this very kind of like a time capsule in a way of 2.5 years spent in the same room, and just kind of all the progression that happened within that.
Was that something that you sort of felt like you needed to do, in terms of, you said that it was all self-produced, so in your first few years it was a lot more you had a lot more output, and then between the last two albums, it was about 3 years.
Yeah.
Was that like quite a conscious decision to do that?
Yeah. I mean, I think we would have done it quicker if we could, but we couldn't do it any quicker. Certainly, we couldn't do it any quicker and get the results that we were after. Because we did actually make two albums in that three-year time frame, but the first album we weren't happy with. So we had to kind of scrap it, or certainly scrap part of it, and go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, I think we kept like two songs off of it.
Yeah. But you can only work as fast as you can work. I mean, you can only go as quickly as your limitations allow. And I think because we're setting up the studio and learning how to use all the gear as well, that kind of informed the record and slowed it down a bit. But I think it's good, you know, to go away. Otherwise, you're just always dishing out records and people sort of, you know, they take it for granted, really. You know, like Prince, for example, he released three albums in the last 18 months, and I didn't know about any of them. You know, I'm still listening to stuff from the 80s, so, you know, that I don't know if that's a comment on how good those records were or whether it's just he was too prolific for his own good, so...
I think it's when it's ready for it. When we're ready for it, I think other people will be ready for it.
Yeah.
I feel like if you put... I think there's a lot of pressures sometimes in this kind of, like, this industry to keep releasing things, you know, and, like, keep, like, you've got to keep momentum and keep a fan base flowing and, you know, you need to step up to the next bit. And I feel like you could fall short, you know, you could kind of overstep the mark, really, by doing that. But I guess, like, and it takes us ages to write songs, so we might,
But, like, your most recent album... Yeah, Curve of the Year, that was earlier this year. It's had a great critical reception. Like, how have you sort of gone about that? Because, like, everything I've seen has been sort of 4 or 5 star reviews. Like, it must be like a really good sort of, what is that, relief? So you put all of that effort in, especially as you said it was your own production.
Yeah.
Like, surely that must give you guys like a good sort of a breath of like fresh air. Like, okay.
It feels like perception's changed, certainly.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, it's the first, like, it's weird because we didn't really write an album to have singles on it, like, but the right things kind of turned up at the right time, I guess, really.
Yeah, I think that was one of the main things we wanted to sort of set straight when this album came out and put right the perception of the band and really kind of let people know that we're not what they may have thought we once were, you know, the band that wrote Two Doors Down or Young Love or anything like that. We're now this band doing this, and, you know, we want you to listen to it and hopefully love it. And I think, yeah, the reviews have been good, and, yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're hugely grateful for that.
You're listening to the Student Radio Association show on N Radio, where we've just played you an interview that CSR in Canterbury recorded with the Ace Mystery Jets at City Sound Project 2016. Up next, the CSR team caught up with BB Diamond, who has had some really great radio exposure this year, as you'll hear.
So, I'm with Miss Diamond. I don't actually know your actual name, so I'm going to call you Miss Diamond for now. And Miss Diamond is on the phone, and I'm just going to talk about your City Sound Project set and future plans, all that sort of thing. So, your set the other night was a right party. I mean, I was sober and I was throwing out so many shakes. How do you think it went?
Oh, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. It was such a great... Because it was so intimate, there was such a great vibe.
Yes.
Like, everyone was really up for it and... You know, it was nice to be able to actually see people's faces and kind of connect to people because you're, like, you know, you're on the ground level with them as well, because obviously sometimes you're on the stage and you feel that little bit separated.
Yeah.
Being on, you know, on the floor level with everyone else, I really felt like I was in it with everyone. So it was like a little family party in a living room.
Yeah, I kind of saw you getting a bit, like, getting involved with the crowd and stuff, which is nice as well. I guess when you're not on a stage, you can end up just sort of being in the crowd as well.
Yeah, well, sometimes I have been known to kind of climb down off the stage
and get involved.
Yeah.
That's always what you want to see, though. I love going to see artists and bands and stuff, and then sort of mid-song they're in the crowd with you. It's always great fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all. What did you think of the venue? Because it was kind of like a museum / venue. Did you see it before you started?
No, I hadn't seen it before I started. I mean, I know Canterbury a little bit because my parents just recently moved to Canterbury, so
okay.
I kind of know the area a little bit now, and so I knew what Westgate Towers was, but I've never actually been in there.
Yeah.
So when I went up, I even said during the set, I was like, I feel like I'm in Most Haunted. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Yes, I remember you saying, and someone banged on the floor, which was definitely going to happen.
Exactly. So I don't know, it felt pretty mad to be in, you know, what was it? It was a prison.
It was a prison, yeah. It was an old prison. Yeah.
That was pretty crazy. It's one of the
most random venues. I bet there's not been many venues like that you've played. Anyway, moving on to other venues and other places you're playing. You're back in Canterbury for the CCU Summer Ball. Are you looking forward to it? I hear it's pretty rowdy. I hear it goes off.
Oh, well, that sounds like my kind of thing.
And you're quite high up on the bill as well.
Yeah, I know, that's pretty mad.
Like, you're in big writing, your own font and everything.
I'm in big writing. You know, you made it.
Yeah, especially when you've got your own font on the post, that's when you know you're making it.
That's mad. I mean, I'm still kind of thinking that I'll be like really low on the field, so to see that I'm higher up, it's really exciting. I literally can't wait for it. It's gonna be a good night, and obviously there's some great acts playing, so it's gonna be amazing.
Is there anyone you sort of wouldn't mind seeing on that night?
I think Clean Bandit are doing a DJ thing,
yeah.
And I worked with them through Jeff, so...
very nice, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice to catch up with those guys. Am I right thinking, like, So Sonic or something like that, mate?
I think P-Money's there.
P-Money's
there. I'm not sure about So Sonic Crew.
I just made that up.
I don't know, possibly. I'm pretty sure P-Money's there. I'm not too sure about So Sonic Crew, as good as that would be. I mean, imagine So Sonic Crew in Canterbury. It'd be brilliant.
If you're there, then I'm going to go nuts
in
21 seconds.
I think everyone... 21 seconds is one of the songs that gets played nowadays, and it still just goes off anywhere.
Exactly.
Like, absolutely anywhere. Oh, lovely. And now, the big news in the BB Diamond world right now, I guess, is that you're playing Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Yeah.
So,
my goodness.
How did that happen? How did you get that?
I mean, I sent in my tracks through BBC Shooting's uploader.
Yeah.
And BBC Shooting Kent kind of got in touch and it's like, you get a notification through saying, oh, your song's been listened to.
Yeah.
And then if they like it, you get one through saying your song is going to be played on one of the shows. So I got one of those little notifications through saying I was going to be played. And I mean, I was so excited because that was the first time I would have heard my track on radio.
Yeah, yeah.
As an artist, you dream of hearing your song on the radio. So.
Yeah, especially radio, you know, any BBC radio, like, as well.
Exactly. It's a big deal, you know what I mean? It's like, it was mad. So, I mean, I kind of tuned in and I think like, I was screaming probably most of the way through the time it was being played. But, I mean, from the back of that, they kind of really supported me and Abby McCarthy, who kind of runs BBC.
Yeah.
You know, she has been such a massive support, and she kind of put like kind of pushing through for it. And Clara Amfo and
yeah, Clara's and good. Yeah.
Was playing for when she was presenting for One Extra. She kind of was really supportive. Trevor Nelson,
yeah.
So all of them have kind of come off of the back of this BBC Shooting kind of support. So it's been amazing, it's incredible, and yeah, to be asked to go and be on the BBC Shooting stage is mad.
Yeah, that is really good. Is there anything more you might get out of BBC, do you think? Any other festivals that you might be introducing for? Do you know of?
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, like, things keep coming in each day, to be honest, at the moment.
So yeah.
It's an exciting time because I'll look at, you know, my manager will call me every day and be like, right, we've got another thing booked in
So
I don't know. I mean, I've got another festival coming up in Wales, which is called Glassbuster Beach.
Okay, yeah.
A great lineup. I mean, KCB's headlining and
nice.
Anne Marie and those other amazing acts.
Oh, Anne Marie, yeah. I think I used to know Anne Marie's ex. I think I was at uni with him.
Like, really?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. It's one of those people that I sort of knew of, and I think that's why I knew of her.
Okay.
And then that's one of those weird stories, but she's doing really well now, actually.
She's doing amazing.
Yeah.
I'm a really big fan of Anne Marie. I love her.
Yeah, she's very good. I mean, as well as, I think, you're really starting to break through now, because I mentioned to a few of my friends that I was interviewing you, and they're like, oh, my God, no way. Like, oh, we heard her on Radio 1 the other day. Yeah, they were like, oh, we heard her on Radio 1 the other day. We heard, you know, my mate does a lot of driving, and he listens to Radio 1 all the time, and he was like, I hear her on Radio 1 so much.
That's crazy.
So you do seem to be pushing out, which is really good. Have you got any new music coming up? Anything new coming out soon?
Well, I've got the single that's out at the moment,
yeah.
Which is Feeling.
Yeah.
an interview with future superstar BB Diamond there from CSR's coverage of City Sound Project 2016. We're now going to talk about Insanity Radio's Radio 1 playlist show that happened this week, but before that, I want to say a big thank you to CSR for their ace coverage of the event, and if you want to hear more from that, you can head over to CSR's Audio Boom page for a full hour-long podcast from the event with more interviews and great music in it as well. I've been Scott Hasty, and this has been the Student Radio Association show on N Radio. See you next time.
To hear more,
go to studentradio.org.uk. You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Welcome back to the Student Radio Association show on N Radio, where for the next 10 minutes we're going to be celebrating a massive win for Student Radio. For the past month, the SRA and Radio 1 have worked together to give student stations a chance to broadcast the show on Radio 1, which is mental. I mean, the reason that most of us get into Student Radio is to, at one stage in our career, reach the heights of Radio 1, so it's just such an exciting opportunity. The show is called Radio 1 Playlists, and it takes place on Mondays at 9 p.m. We've already had Dragon Radio in Wales take us through some ace Welsh rock anthems. We've had Smoke Radio in Westminster give us some nostalgic school disco, and my old stomping ground, Spark Sunderland, opened the proceedings with a playlist around a year in student life. I'm going to tell you a bit more about Insanity's theme in just a minute, but here's a teaser of what that show included. This is Ariana Grande with Dangerous Woman, and fun fact for all of you out there, the SRA's Dom Sterling has a bit of a crush on her, but don't tell anybody about that.
Don't need permission, made my decision to test my limits. Cause it's my business, God is my witness. Stop what I finished. Don't need no holder, taking control of this kind of moment. I'm locked and loaded, completely focused. My mind is open. All that you got's gonna skin on my death. Don't you stop, boy. Something about I'm bulletproofing, know what I'm doing. The way we're moving, like introducing us to a new thing. I wanna save it for later. The taste of flavor, cause I'm a taker, cause I'm a giver. It's only nature, I live for danger. All that you got, skin to skin.
Ariana Grande with Dangerous Woman on N Radio, which was part of Insanity Radio's Radio 1 playlist. The station chose to make a playlist called Hashtag Yes All Women, which celebrates something really special that the North Surrey station has in its history. You see, Royal Holloway University, where the station is based, was actually the first university to award degrees to women. So what better way to celebrate than playing an hour of music from the most talented women in music, new and old. And as incoming music officer, you know, I must give official judgment to the playlist, and I have to say, top-notch job, guys. Top-notch job from Insanity. And Hannah Turner, who created the show. From the show, here's some brand new music from an artist. Student Radio is all over at the moment. This is Kiara and Gold. With Gold from Insanity Radio's Radio 1 playlist show, which took place on Monday night. You can still catch that for a while on iPlayer as well as the other student radio stations who have had shows thus far. We've still got a whole bunch of shows to come as well, so everyone here at Student Radio Association is just super excited about what's still to come. As I said before, most students get into radio because they've dreams of being on Radio 1, so it's the most amazing opportunity for this to exist for student stations. Insanity's show actually went down a dream on social media, so let me read you out some tweets that went out during the show. At MortarJack said that he's so proud of his Insanity Radio family. You guys are rocking the airwaves. Beth Carr said that she was excited that Hugh Stevens mentioned Insanity on Radio 1. Broadcasting was amazing, but hearing Hugh give them a shout out made it just so much better, just like the cherry on the top. And Hannah Turner herself said that she was so proud of the Insanity Radio family and that they absolutely killed it. Hashtag slay. And you did indeed slay the airwaves, Hannah, so well done to you and to all at Insanity Radio for hashtag Yes All Women. What a brilliant show, and it's so great that we had it broadcast on Radio 1. That's unfortunately all the time we've got, but this has been the Student Radio Association show on N Radio. And what else could I leave you with? Beyonce, of course.
Association podcast.